Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we get to hang out on this Tuesday. Yes, the Tuesday right before Thanksgiving, as you and I get to do our thing together here. You know, I don't even know why we always do the show on a Tuesday, but hey, that's how the podcast format has always worked out, and I guess that's what we've been doing. I guess that falls into that whole category of that's what we've always done, so that's why we continue to do it, and maybe that's a whole other conversation for a different day. But I figured, you know, this day on the week of Thanksgiving, a lot of us have the opportunity of being able to hang out with family members or hang out with friends or being able to see people we haven't seen in a long period of time. Hopefully you're able to meet with some of these people in person opposed to doing the digital format of the whole thing. So on today's show, I have decided that we are not going to have any kind of guest. We are just going to sit back for a moment and have a conversation about body language and its effect on our communication.
The Jay Allen Show is streaming now on safetyfm.live.
Learning how to understand each other better on a subconscious level, because I think about this quite a bit and how big of a factor this will play during this time of the year. I mean, think about it real quick. It'll be one of those things that we can talk about this right now. And of course, if you're meeting up with people during the holidays, or even this week for Thanksgiving, you might want to take a look at some of these things. And let's just be realistic. Some of us have been in lockdown for such a long period of time that, you know, it's a little difficult when you get around people and it's been a hot minute. Let's not lie about it. So let's talk about some of this right now. We all know that words are not only a form of communication that we use. In fact, they account for around about 30% of all the information that is given in any discourse. I mean, that's just the way that we communicate. But understanding one another often happens thanks to a nod, a smile, or even just a look. Just it makes more of a complete sense of what you're trying to get through. When you think about it on a subconscious level, you know, just on how everything works, it's like you can kind of see that little glimmer, that little smile, you know, and how big of a role it actually plays on that whole thing. I mean, think about it. If you're having a conversation with someone and they give you kind of like that mean look about something that you said, well, you kind of think that you're doing something incorrect. If they give you the nod and the smile, well, it changes everything for you. Body language is increasingly useful because it shows what we are subconsciously feeling and thinking. This is exactly why most of us can, read the basic forms of what people are doing and what they're thinking as you're communicating with them. This does not mean that, however, that the body language is easy or that everyone has a profound understanding of it. Believe me, I have been around some people that I can't get a read on them. It's almost looking at like paint dry in regards of you don't understand what's going on. And even if you do, it's still increasingly interesting that this is why we are explaining this so briefly in regards to what we're going to talk about. Because what I want you to think about is when you're having these get-togethers on how you communicate with people and how some of these things will take place. And yes, I know some people are going to sit back right now and go, Jay, you're talking about things outside of the world of safety, but let's just be realistic. This whole body language thing, we're talking about it from a standpoint of hanging out with your fam or your friends this week because of Thanksgiving, but this could be applied to any of many scenarios if you really give it some consideration here. So just think about that for just a brief moment as we're having this conversation. So let's think about this definition and where it comes from. Body language is a nonverbal communication in the form of gesture, facial expressions, posture, eye and hand movement, etc. It can be voluntary, purposely mirroring body positions, fake smiling, and etc. An involuntary keeps your focus on certain points, fidgeting to show the lack of interest or nervousness, etc. However, differencing between the two can be a difficult, especially in the person opposite of you is in a good micromanaging themselves. I mean, I don't know if you've ever really looked into the whole thing of marrying, but that is something that if you haven't looked into, I will strongly encourage you to go take a look at what marrying is all about. It's an important aspect of having communications with people. So historically speaking, body language has been around since before we could, you know, even form words. Firstly, because it happens on the level which we have no control over. And secondly, because we used to use it in a way to communicate with animals. Think of making certain animals afraid of us while turning others into our companion. I mean, that would probably be the simplest form when you start thinking about body language and exactly on how it works. Most scientists agree that it happens on a biological level, and a good proof of this would be researching people that were born either blind or the fact that they still smile and frown in the same way that we do. I mean, think about that for a moment. This is the type of research that eliminates the culture aspect as a form of learning and leaves only genetic instincts as a source of body language. So body language, well, in the world today. So let's talk about that real quick. In a more recent times, body language is still just as important, if not even more. Not sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you're saying it and what you're doing body-wise as you're saying it. As we are more and more non-direct forms of communications nowadays, phone calls, messages, social media, we could even throw in, you know, the video chats of the day, we can get more disconnected from, you know, this form of expression, a phenomenon that has caused a lot of younger people to have trouble both in understanding their own body language and that of their companions. However, this does not mean that this is diminished, because it's not. I mean, the importance of this has not diminished at all, or that we should try to avoid it. I mean, I'm not asking you to go into a room and stand still entirely and not do anything whatsoever, because I think that that's going to be virtually impossible to do. In fact, the more we can understand our modern body language, the better conclusion we can draw for ourselves and our feelings. Think about that from a grand scheme of things. Think about it. If you're able to control what you're trying to have conversation wise as your body gesturing all at the same time too, it'll be a lot easier for us. A newly learned bonus of reading body language also comes in jobs connected to reading people. Our deeper understanding of this fears connected to people with a huge help. Think of this. Think of interviewers and people working with the FBI as well as sellers of pretty much anything. So let's just talk about some interesting examples real quick. Crossing in arms in front of the chest. This means that the person is closing off from the conversation and doesn't want to share. Number two. Talking with your hands open and palms pointing up, this means that the person is being honest and telling the truth. Number three, slightly tilting your head to the side, this shows the interest in the conversation. Number four, smiling with eyes wrinkling, it is a genuine smile, it shows interest, emotion, and overall positivity. Number five, copying body language, this usually happens involuntarily. And in that case, it's a good sign and it shows that the agreement and warm feeling towards the other person. Number six, learning and keeping your eye contact. This shows honest interest and possible desire for a deeper connection. So think about these things. Think about how this applies and think about how some of these aspects you probably already do or you've seen other people do when you're having a form of conversation with them and how this occurs. It's always interesting on when you start talking about salespeople, people inside of the FBI that start mimicking some of these things as you are going forward. Body language is something that we all experience on a daily basis and yet still don't understand it completely. And believe me, this is not going to be this episode that all of a sudden you're going to turn around and go, I know everything about body language. I get it. This proves both how complicated we actually are and how much we rely on subconscious. Learning how to read body language is incredible value because it helps us in communicating better with both with others and within ourselves. It also provides an insight on what the other person is actually thinking. Some people even say that as close as that we're going to get to mind reading, a superpower that most of us have dreamt of. I mean, at present, you know, me presently included into that whole thing. Imagine if you could read someone's mind before they even said anything. Wouldn't that be something? With all that in mind, we doubt that anyone would disagree that when we say body language is not only useful form of a biological point of view, it is also incredibly interesting and it provides insight into crucial moments of everyday life. Think about that as you're going through your holiday this Thanksgiving and having the interaction with people that you might have not had an interaction with in person in quite some time. Now, don't get me wrong. I know I'm going to owe you some more time, because this one's definitely going to be short. So what I will do on the back end here, just for the sake of doing so, I want you to be able to spend some time with some family and some friends as you're enjoying your Thanksgiving and showing a reason to be thankful. So here's what I'm going to do. I'll add some music here towards the back end of this episode. I hope you enjoy it. And don't worry, we'll be back with another episode of Safety FM Mini. Yeah, that's the mini version will come out on Friday. Yeah, I know this is the Jay Allen show, but hey, the mini will come out at the end of the week. Hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday, and we'll speak soon.
Want more of the Jay Allen Show? Go to safetyfm.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.